Is your drinking water safe? Well, listen to the Getting to Know series with Robert Levine. In this segment, we interview Peter Van Collart of Canadians Opposed to Fluoridation. Peter, should a municipality dictate what goes into your drinking water?
There's nothing wrong with a municipality as a corporate entity providing services for the community. That's what they're established for. Where the science of fluoridation of drinking water and the provision of safe drinking water intersect is when there is a third-party interest in that. And the third-party interest came about as a result of observations made in the early part of the 20th century related to populations in southwestern United States that seemingly had better teeth, that is, lack of cavities, attributed to the fact that the water was naturally high in fluoride. So somebody made that connection, and that person is well known in the dental world. But the reality is that nobody followed up on the other side of the coin. At the same time, there was some protective characteristic to what people were consuming. There was a health harm. And that health harm included things like extremely brittle teeth. So that the teeth of these individuals who were consuming that water, although they might have had less occurrences of cavities, were often chipped or shaled or pitted or mottled or disfigured in some way. We have since learned that that disfigurement, called fluorosis of the teeth, is an indication of an early exposure to drinking to fluoride substances, primarily at infancy and through gestation. And if we can avoid that in the first 6 years of life, virtually every person on this planet doesn't need to suffer the effects of fluorosis, dental fluorosis, that is. Now, at the same time that these people were introducing the idea that drinking water with elevated levels of fluoride in it was a benefit, there were other people who were busily trying to get rid of a harmful product that was a byproduct of refining uranium. And at a point in time, somebody said the harmful product from refining uranium, the gases, or later on, a substitute product, which was superphosphate fertilizer, also rich in uranium, but also rich in fluoride. The same gases that were coming off from the refining process of those materials needed to be controlled because it was harming crops, people, invisible ways where people were massing together lawsuits against the government for the harm caused by these corporations who were doing these activities. This was in the Cold War. And because the emphasis of society at the time was the security of the state, the evidence that indicated there was harm to the human body with respect to consuming these things was swept under the rug so that the other agenda could go forward.
Peter Van Collart is the Vice President of Drinking Water Quality and Water Treatment with Canadians Opposed to Fluoridation. The COF is a non-for-profit association of professionals, scientific experts, volunteers, and affiliates working to educate the public about the health and environmental concerns related to water fluoridation. Their mission is to end water fluoridation Canada-wide. They bring a considerable cross-section of relevant experience, knowledge, and training to this matter. They deliver evidence-based information about water fluoridation to decision-makers to empower them to use it in the best interest of the public and to protect the vulnerable. My name is Robert Levine, and thank you for listening to Getting to Know.